Welcome to the second week of Advent here at Heart of the Father in our Open Doors podcast. We are doing something new and special. We have the women of Heart of the Father here, Jen Lozano, Rachel Lozano, and Janet Lozano. Just so blessed to be on their team and here today as we look at some of the themes of Advent. Last week, we had a great podcast on hope that Jen led us through. And today we're going to talk a little bit about faith. One of the readings this week is from Luke chapter 1, begins at verse 68. It's a long verse to 79. It's the wonderful canticle of Zechariah. But I just felt like I needed to briefly set up what just happened in the previous verses. You know, the whole chapter of Luke is filled with incredible things, things that will stir your faith. And also share, you know, some insight onto the struggles that Zechariah had with his faith. So Zechariah is a priest, and he and his wife Elizabeth are righteous in the sight of the Lord, but they are too old to have children, and they're pretty sad about that. Then one day, while carrying out his priestly duty, Zechariah went up to the temple to burn incense, and the angel Gabriel appeared to him. And fear overcame Zechariah. And the angel told him, "Fear not." The angel said that his old wife Elizabeth would bear a son, and they would name him John, and that John would be great in the sight of the Lord. And as the angel told Zechariah this good news, Zechariah couldn't believe it. He lacked faith in the moment. He certainly wasn't trusting. And consequently, Zechariah had to walk around mute until this promise came to pass, because he did not believe. How many of us can relate to Zechariah here? So jump ahead to when Elizabeth was now well into her pregnancy and her cousin Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. So now God sends the angel Gabriel over to Mary. She was also initially greatly troubled at this angelic visitation, but the angel told her, "Fear not." The angel told Mary that she would bear a son, that his name would be Jesus, that he would be great, that he would be called the Son of the Most High, and that his kingdom would never end. And Mary was able to respond in faith in a totally different way. She wondered how this could happen as she was a virgin, but the angel assured her that the Holy Spirit would come and the Most High would overshadow her. Okay, we're getting near the end of this incredible story. So John the Baptist is born now, Elizabeth's son, and people expect him to be named after his father, Zechariah. But Elizabeth tells them he should be called John as the angel had instructed. And when the people question, Zechariah writes on a tablet, "The baby's name is John." So immediately his mouth is open and he praises God. He's in a totally different place. Zechariah had received a promise, and now through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is able to reveal the purposes of God, and he proclaims for us, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said, through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies, from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all of our days." And then he looks at John and he says, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace." So there you have it, the canticle of Zechariah. Incredible. And one of the thoughts that I had, what most struck me when I began to pray through this, was how the then, the now, and the future of God's provision and promises of salvation are all kind of presented in this one beautiful way. God came, He is with us now, and He will be back again to save us in the future. And Zechariah knows that we can bank on that. Zechariah tells us God's promises are true, His way is salvation, and His path is peace. Zechariah had been holding on to a promise of God, and now he's finally able to proclaim that promise. And what an incredible expression of faith he gives us. God had been working all along to save His people, as He promised in His covenant with Abraham. And then God Himself raised up a Savior for us, in line with this holy covenant. And here the one who will prepare many to meet Jesus, Zechariah's own son, his miraculous birth fills Zechariah with hope, the hope of salvation for all people, all of us. Despite our sins, our brokenness, our pain, no matter how far we feel from God at this moment, no matter how far we've strayed, we can all walk with God and in His way, the way of salvation. How does Zechariah tell us we can walk in this salvation? He tells us that we will be saved through the forgiveness of sins. Just amazing. And how will this occur? It occurs because our God is a God of deep compassion. The dawn of heaven will break upon us to give light to those who are sitting in darkness, to guide us to the path of peace. Zechariah declares the message of peace as if saving us and breaking the dawn of heaven upon us and giving light to us in our darkness wasn't enough. We also get peace. Today, we can all think about God's promises and His faithfulness to fulfill those promises in each of our lives, to save us from the hand of our enemies. God has come to rescue His people. He's come to rescue me. He's come to rescue you, as He promised long ago, in the then, in the now, and in the future. His promises hold true for us. They hold true for you. Whatever trouble you may be feeling you're in today, God longs to save you and give you His peace. So let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we invite You to come to us in this moment and stir our hearts to remember Your promises. Where are we feeling afraid and lacking in faith? We give those things to You, Lord. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for breaking into our lives, for breaking the dawn of heaven into our darkness. There is no part of our heart that is too far from You, Lord, to save, to heal, and to fill with Your peace. We invite You in. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.
Wow, Jacqueline, that was really beautiful. And I love how you gave us the background of the Canticle of Zechariah, because I feel like it just stirred up expectation and faith in me, just of the beautiful stories that are surrounding Jesus's birth. That was just so neat. And one thing, I think you re-emphasize this in your prayer, the breaking of the dawn of heaven, like that in our darkness is like, wow, that is just, I feel like we could reflect on that for a whole day, just thinking about that. But I think looking back, thinking about your theme, faith, and even what we discussed last week in hope, like Zechariah, I don't mean to be a downer here, but like Zechariah got to see the promises he had heard from God. But I know there's many of us who haven't seen God's promises come to fruition, you know, or have a darkness happening in their life right now. And I'm encouraged because I really have faith for the breaking of the dawn of heaven over each one of our lives. But then I'm reminded too that faith is really the things that aren't seen, you know, believing in things we don't know and that we don't see and we don't have full certainty of. And so I think I was just struck and maybe challenged a little bit that, of course, everyone at this table knows this about me. Maybe some of you who've met me at a conference, like I'm a doer. And so I think like one of the things I'm challenged by hearing what you shared is just to, in order to realize the breaking of the dawn of heaven, I need to make room for God in my life, you know? And so as a doer, that's a daily challenge for me, is to stop and to make room. And the moment that I make room and the moment that I start thinking about the breaking of the dawn of heaven, I know that God's going to come through, you know? So even if I'm not like Zechariah and I haven't seen glory in my day, although I have, that's not true because there's many miracles in my life. But even in the times of deep darkness, I can make room for the Lord and be encouraged. So
I think I was struck, Jacqueline, in reading the Canticle of Zechariah and the story that the word fear was spoken several times. You know, the angel Gabriel said to both to Zechariah and to Mary to do not be afraid, and how having faith has so much to do with believing and trusting in God to overcome the fears that we have. Because so many times when we're faced with challenges, isn't that the first emotion that we experience? Like, oh my gosh, what does the future look like? Oh my gosh, what does this mean for my life? But I think faith is not only believing what God says is true, but then the step of trusting Him out of that belief, trusting Him, and that takes knowing Him, knowing His character, knowing He's our Father, knowing that He does have a plan for us, and it's bigger than that situation that we're in that's causing fear. So it just all comes back to having a relationship with God where we know how dependable He is, that our faith is in who He is. It's in what He says, but what He says is who He is. So Zechariah responded in fear, but I believe it was in that time of waiting where he couldn't speak that he came to grow in that trust of God, seeing what God was doing before his eyes, that his wife was pregnant. And here comes Mary, who's carrying a child as well. Seeing all that gave him that time to grow in his faith, to see what God had said was true.
I'm so glad you said that, because when Jen was talking about being a doer and then having to wait and take time to allow the dawn of heaven, I think about, I'm a talker, and sometimes it's hard to hear the voice of the Lord when you fill your days with your own voice and other people's. And I just thought about, wow, that makes sense to me. God had to shut Zechariah's mouth to give him time to process. And I think I'm going to have to spend some time being quiet.
I was thinking when you were sharing that, Mom, how a lot of times we can read that and we see the closing of Zechariah's mouth as a punishment, but it really ends up being a gift, right? Right. Like that his faith would not have increased if God hadn't done that. And so it ends up being a gift for him, and it was making me think of all the things. How do I view things? That do I view it as a punishment, or that God is saying, well, you did this wrong and now here's your punishment? But really, I mean, I know that's not how God works. Mm-hmm. And that, okay, here's where I failed. I didn't have enough faith, or I didn't trust the Lord, and I don't get punished. I get a gift, right? That then increases to another gift. So Zechariah gets the gift of silence, and then he gets the gift of faith. And what a reflection that is of how good God our Father is that he gives us that faith. What a joy that is. And I don't know why, but I got goosebumps when you're reading the part about his John's name, and everyone's expecting it to be Zechariah, and Elizabeth's like, no, it's John. And then they turn to Zechariah and he writes, his name is John. And so like, that's so powerful in that. So his faith is increased, and he would have said his name was Zechariah, right? Who? In other words, nobody would have been like, well, you're not obeying the Lord. The only person, well, Elizabeth would have known, but would have been the Lord, just between him and the Lord. And that he just stepped out and was like, I'm going to trust the Lord and what he said. And it felt like just a really powerful
moments in that story.
I am. This is a funny aside, but I wonder what it was like to be Zachariah's wife and he was quiet for a period of time. I had to share just a lighthearted thought. But I was thinking, Rachel, as you were sharing, there's freedom to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. But there's also, Jacqueline, to your point, there's freedom to be who you are. You know, like God made you a talker, but he uses that, mm-hmm. you know, even if sometimes he might have to manually interrupt. But he uses it. So we have freedom to not do it. Because I'm even thinking, Jana, what you were sharing, Zechariah knew the Lord and he still responded in fear. Like he did know the Lord and he knew his word and he still had the wrong response. So there's freedom to not get it right all the time.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
So that is our podcast about faith. And I believe next week's theme is joy, which is really fun. So if you didn't listen to last week's, we do invite you to go back, hear the podcast on hope, and join us next week when we talk about joy. Amen.